This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
It's fun how much variety we can have in a one episode of Kelly and Ramya. We have 2 hours. We have several conversations with guests and contributors. Of course, we're here every weekday as well. But within one show, Kelly, we can go from one very, cringeworthy, creepy crawly topic to something that's supposed to be appetizing and digestible. So
think about how yogurt's made. Anyway, Rum, so true.
Right, and you know all the nuances of everything.
We do this, too, without actually planning on it. Unless your clip today, you kind of planned it, right?
Yeah.
No? Yeah, that's what I would say, too. All right. Certainly did. Folks, every other Tuesday, we're joined by our nutritionist, Julia Karanchis.
Hi, I'm Julia Karanchis. Join me on Kelly and Ramya as we dive into the wonderful world of nutrition and wellness with tips to stay healthy and live a vibrant lifestyle.
I'm a huge fan of yogurt. Enjoy it immensely. Today, we're talking about the uncommon uses for Greek yogurt. Julia, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Yes, we're talking from one bug to another on this one. So I'm going to apologize. This segment is not vegan friendly, but I did want to talk about Greek yogurt today because I think it's such a great versatile food that's really underutilized. It has a lot of benefits and it can do a lot for our meals. And I think that it's fun to explore the other uses of it that go beyond putting it in a bowl with granola, which I think is what most people think of when we think of yogurt, maybe adding it to a smoothie, but not too much besides that. So today we're going to talk about the different uses of Greek yogurt and how we can use it in our meals to really get a bigger bang for our buck with eating.
This is great. I mean, I know so many different recipes out there around the world that use or call for yogurt. So what is so great about Greek yogurt opposed to regular yogurt?
Okay, so there's a couple of things. So first of all, I don't want to villainize regular yogurt. Regular yogurt is great, but it is different. So there's a couple of things that we can chat about. One is the protein content. The protein content in Greek yogurt is almost double what it is in a regular yogurt. Obviously, this is, you know, this varies depending on brands, but you could take a 3/4 of a cup of Greek yogurt and get 18 grams of protein, which is a whole serving. Protein, I chat about protein a lot because it's so important. It provides amino acids, which are the building blocks to our body. So it really does help to keep us healthy and moving and mobile and repairs tissues. And it's often one of our macronutrients that we don't eat enough of. So that's why we're focusing on it today. So with the Greek yogurt, you get more of the protein and also you get less of the milk sugar, which is lactose, right? Lactose intolerance, we've heard that term. So Greek yogurt has been strained, which is why it's so much thicker. So texturally, it's different, which might be nice, but not a health benefit. But because some of that lactose has been strained out, digestively, it's easier on people's stomachs. So there's sometimes, you know, if you eat dairy and it might not sit well in your stomach, it could be your body having trouble digesting that lactose, that milk sugar. But with Greek yogurt, a lot of that has been strained out. So digestively, it's a little bit easier on our tummies.
Is there anything, I don't know if it's going to be a pro or a con, but just factually that we want to say about the probiotics in Greek yogurt versus something like yogurt or kefir?
Oh, so kefir is definitely different. It's definitely going to have a lot more of the bacteria, that good bacteria. So we've got good bacteria in our guts and we've got bad bacteria in our guts, and we do need them both. The issue often lies when we have an overgrowth of that bad. And good bacteria, I mean, all bacteria, it will die, right? It's transient. It goes in, it does its job, and then it dies. And so there is a need to constantly replenish it, which is why we want to be eating things like kefir every day. So kefir is going to definitely wear the crown on this one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, it would depend on the brand. If you wanted to start really nitpicking between regular yogurt and Greek yogurt with the bacteria, But if you really wanted the benefits of the bacteria, kefir's the way to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Yeah. Okay, so back to Greek yogurt, because it's got many pluses. Talk about some of the uses of Greek yogurt.
Okay, so again, going beyond granola in a bowl, you can use Greek yogurt how you would use a lot of dairy products. So you could use it as a substitute for sour cream. You could use it as a substitute for mayonnaise, right? So you could mix the Greek yogurt with dill, garlic, lemon juice. You can use that as a salad dressing or a sandwich spread. You could mix a dollop, I love that word, of yogurt with pesto, you know, jarred pesto, mix it together and it becomes a really flavorful sandwich spread. So you could, you put your piece of cheese on your sandwich, that's your fat component, and your protein component's probably going to be a little low because a couple slices of deli meat or falafel or whatnot isn't going to have an entire serving of protein. But then maybe you've now added this condiment that has Greek yogurt in it, so you're increasing it more. So there's a really fun way to increase the protein with that. And then another great thing talking about bacteria is because we haven't cooked the yogurt at this point, right? We've used it as a cold sandwich bread or a cold salad dressing, is that it's retained all that bacteria. So really helpful for us in that regard. Such a key benefit of the yogurt.
Wow. It's amazing the things you listed off, because I would have never really thought. And I think that's part of the issue about thinking of it that way. We'll think of, I'll put some sour cream on it. I'll throw some, but here's something else that you can do that really has some great health benefits. So you can cook with yogurt, but the bacteria will be destroyed?
Yes. So the bacteria doesn't like heat. So if you use the Greek yogurt in a hot dish, you are going to lose the bacteria. It will not survive, but you will still get the protein, and it doesn't make it harmful. Killing the bacteria doesn't make the food harmful. Of course, obviously we've been eating dishes with cooked yogurt in it for a while. So there's no harm in that. And yogurt can be used as a marinade for chicken. It can help to tenderize it.
That's
Very good for that. Right. And obviously you're cooking the chicken after. So the yogurt will help tenderize the meat. Obviously, you've got the protein content. And so you could also add it into sauces and make them creamy and thick, right? So instead of adding a cream or a milk, if maybe it upsets your stomach, you could add the yogurt instead, which
I think I've done it with pasta sauces, like mix in cheese with yogurt instead of cream, like Greek yogurt instead of cream.
I'm a big fan of it with pesto as a sandwich spread.
Oh my gosh, I'm definitely trying that. This is the first
time
I'm hearing about that. Yeah, that sounds good. But like you said, right, when you cook it, you get rid of the bacteria, but there's still some of the other benefits that stay.
Yeah.
But then as an alt, you can use it as a sauce instead. So you're adding it at the end and not at the beginning.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to cook with it. You could add it add it as a topper,
sometimes
you've got some sort of, as a dip, soup. There's lots of times people will, chili or a soup, you put a dollop of sour cream on the top, you just put a dollop of Greek yogurt instead. A potato, if you've got a baked potato, maybe some bacon, chives, dollop of yogurt. Mm-hmm. Now you've got protein and carbs as opposed to just the protein and fat. So you can have carbs
and
from the potato.
And with it mixed in, it's not too, I know for a lot of what we're talking about, people have issues of, hey, just have some Greek yogurt by itself. I'm sick of that, or I don't really love it.
Yeah.
So here's so many different ways. But if you're talking just that little bit, it enhances, it's there, the taste is there, without maybe making some people feel, well, I don't know, because we get into that along with texture, and especially in applications we're not used to.
It is so versatile, like in the sense that you buy sour cream and you have to use it for particular sour creamy things, right? And then you lose 3/4 because you only had the one meal you wanted sour cream for. Same thing with mayo. I don't use mayo often, but with Greek yogurt, you can use it for everything. It's really nice.
Yeah,
if you're comfortable with it.
About mayonnaise. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go
and
that
dollop
in my house.
And that dollop is really the way, right? Like, I mean, you should be using these other things, really, a dollop, not a whole. I'm just going to coat this in sour cream. But this is really, really interesting when you think about it.
Okay, let's continue.
You can also season the Greek yogurt,
absolutely.
So that it doesn't maybe taste so yogurty. You just put some salt and pepper in it.
Yeah.
If you're going to be using it on a baked potato, for example.
And even if you're mixing it with other things already existing in your house, like other sauces or whatever, it gets you to start using it in some ways, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else can we do with it?
Well, we can bake with it. If you add it into baked goods, it's going to create a moisture. It's going to add a lot of moisture to that dish, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. And obviously a protein content. You can put it into things like pancakes, muffins, loaves, banana bread, things like that. And then the nice thing about that is that you've, again, fortified this food with protein, especially if it's something like breakfast, which is a really important time to eat protein. And we know a lot of times breakfast foods like cereal, oatmeal, they're low in protein. So if you've got muffins now that have a cup of Greek yogurt added to the recipe, or pancakes, again, with that Greek yogurt added to the recipe, you're adding in this really vital macronutrient and creating more of a balanced meal for yourself, which is really important, right, health-wise, for our energy levels. So absolutely bake with it. And this moistness that it adds, it's really nice.
Moisture, and it's not a direct substitute, but you can use it when you check properly with recipes and ratios. You can use it as buttermilk substitutes, which is also really helpful, because again, buttermilk, we don't use it often enough to buy a whole thing.
Well, and that's a taste thing too for some people. But you also, even if you're using it to mix it with something for a topper, whether it's your pancakes or something like that, it's so versatile, because you can disguise it or let it stand out as much as you want.
Yeah, and that's such a good point, Kelly. Like, if you're using it as a topper for your pancake, instead of adding salt and pepper, like I mentioned, you could add some vanilla extract and some maple syrup. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And give it that more sweeter essence, where it would complement a pancake or a waffle or whatever you your oatmeal. I actually really like putting it on top of a bowl of oatmeal with some berries.
I bet.
That's
a
big thing for me. And if I'm really on the go and don't have time, I'll just put a dollop, again, there's that word, of jam to make it sweet.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'll do a dollop of jam and a dollop of yogurt, and I've got a tasty breakfast that's got some protein in it for me.
Okay, you got one last thing we can do with it. What do you think? What do you suggest?
We can freeze it, good old frozen yogurt. And the fun thing about this is that you can do, again, whatever you want. You can add whatever fruit you like. You can add sugar or not, honey or maple syrup if you want. Blend it up and then freeze it. Make, I'm going to say fudgesicles, but something like a fudgesicle, but it's a yogurt-sicle.
Yeah.
And this way you've got, control over the sugar content, control over the flavor that you're using, and ultimately ends up being a little more economical, and you're saving on packaging, which is nice too. But it will freeze, and you can create your own frozen dessert that's high in protein.
I used to add cocoa powder and honey to Greek yogurt and just eat it like that as a snack. And now I'm
raisins too.
Add it to the freezer, and you got chocolate frozen yogurt. That sounds so good.
Yeah, I'm talking good stuff, though. Raisins, nuts. Oh.
Yeah, I probably would add a pecan or a walnut.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, good heavens.
I like a crunch.
And that's what I was thinking. If you're doing it, to me, make it closer to what we first knew it as, that ice cream thing. Frozen yogurt, right? Where a lot of people were literally introduced to it. Julia, fantastic. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Join Julia Karanchis for our nutrition talks every other Tuesday, opposite Frances Wong, who comes on here, of course, and we talk health and wellness with her.
We're going to be ending the first hour with a community report. The Dawson City Yukon Ice Pool Contest gives locals the chance to wager the date and time down to the minute that the river ice will break. This is really fun every year. There's something interesting around this, and community reporter Kim Hovey has the scoop on it after the break on Kelly and Ramya.
Keep it here for more of Kelly and Ramya on AMI TV.
Join us weekly for The Pulse with host Juita Gupta, who brings us closer to issues impacting the disability community across Canada. Watch The Pulse on YouTube or listen wherever you download your AMI podcasts.